stating that Arkansas will continue to enforce restrictions on which bathrooms and pronouns transgender students in the state can use. The Dow had 457 points, the NASDAQ adding 330. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very warm weather pattern is locked in right on through the upcoming weekend. Rain chances are very much on the low side as we go through the evening hours tonight, with the low temperature down to about 64. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 80s with random hit-or-miss showers and storms here and there. It's a good forecast down on the coast, too, with daily highs right around 80 and not much change early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I just want to smash your face.
Excellent!
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Got to work late because my alarm was busted. The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted. Just one of those days.
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We have a crooner in the house. His name is Eddie Bader. He's sidekicking this afternoon along with Rosie Brock. Me, I'm Greg.
And here they are.
Jeb, give us the big welcome. Launch it, buddy.
Please clap.
That's all I have.
I got something for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it.
All right, Wednesday night at the Baumhauer's.
Ish.
Had a wonderful time. Rosie did an amazing job, as usual.
Yes, she did.
But when I saw Rich Thomas there, I knew things were going to get serious. Greg goes and does his... Greg is great. He's the greatest showman on earth. Introduces everybody to the crowd, makes sure everybody's aware of all Greg's supporters and people that he loves. And then you look over at Rich, and you call him his best... And if I start crying, I'm going to keep talking. But you call his best friend. Rich gets out of his chair, comes over to where you were, because he could see his friend struggling, put his arm around you, told you he loves you. Y'all had a big hug.
Yes.
That really made my night. That made my night.
The funny side of that story is, I knew where he had been sitting, and of course, I wanted to put him at the top of the introductions, but I looked over and the chair was empty. I thought, oh, he must have gone to the can or something. I was standing on a chair, so I couldn't see behind me. And he was there the whole time, and I felt like an idiot for that. But
it was a great moment to witness, and I know you guys are good friends. But it's a great moment for you guys to kind of give each other credit like that in public, and for because everybody listens to the radio. A lot of times they think things are pretend behind the scenes.
No,
and you guys are absolutely the best friends, and that's it's great to see that.
There, it's I'm not capable of faking that kind of stuff. Any kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't fake it. And that was from the heart. Absolutely from the heart.
Oh, I could tell. And it would...
Yeah, I do want to address one little thing, because some people got confused thinking I completed 20 years. I've been pretty, from the outset, this is about starting your number 20, which in itself is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let's face it, at my age, why wait? Start the celebration and make it last a year.
Well, not only that, who doesn't want to get behind you and celebrate with you? This is Greg going in his 20th year in radio here in Alabama, in Montgomery, Alabama. And we all know your story. And for me, personally, so glad you stayed.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you stayed, Greg. And I'm sure there are thousands other.
Nobody's gladder than I am. I say this, and I'll say it again, that the River Region has given me far more than I could ever get back. I try.
You've given us a lot, man.
I try when I have opportunities, but, all of that goes back to that first year when there was one thing after another happening that might undermine your confidence that, in making a decision to come here, to hang in, that ultimately it would pay off. And the thing that I had multiple chances to go back to Florida for more money and all that. And I said, you know what? I've made that decision before, and it's blown up in my face. So what's really important here? And it was the people. Every city has its own unique personality and character and places to see.
And smell.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the people that make the difference. Florida had become overgrown and hostile, and it's worse now than ever.
It's
20 years worse than it was when I left, if you can imagine
that. It's New York.
It is, yeah. So here, is it perfect? No, we all know the reasons why. But you're going to wind up saying that anywhere you go. There's just
right. It doesn't matter where you go. But you've made this your home, and we certainly love you for it. And Greg, honestly, you do love Montgomery because you do speak out when you see wrong. And you are a voice, and people appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. And somebody's got to say it. My problem is that not enough people are getting engaged.
I'm 100% with you on that.
Because politicians, I don't care what party, they tend to reply or respond when there's enough heat.
Right, when
the
pressure's on.
We just haven't produced enough heat to get the result we want.
And it really kills me because, that being said, we're more aware now than ever before what our government is doing to us, not for us.
At all levels.
And we are not responding like I think we should as Americans. And it just, it's heartbreaking, but it's, at the same time, I realize not everybody's like me, not everybody's like you. It takes other people a little bit longer to get, for their attention to get raised. And it's going to happen. I see a bigger waking up now than ever before. Honestly, about a year ago, I'd almost given up on us as a country. But I think enough people have, like myself, like yourself and Rosie, have had enough, and we're ready to do something. We're ready to take our country back.
It's from a text. I will not identify the sender, but it kind of plays to what we're discussing right now. Who says, I believe it's much later than Americans realize. We've moved significantly further to the left since I was born, and it was shifting that way then. It never shifts to the right. McCarthy was right. Khrushchev was right as well. And that was years ago. The education system led the way in the indoctrination, and now enough generations have been brainwashed to bring us to this point. Coupled that with the foot soldiers that have been flooding over our borders for years now, and you have the makings of the final shift. Sad, but Americans did it to themselves. Yeah.
Right. Oh, no doubt.
And when you are working, raising your family, and paying attention to your priorities, it's easy to not see the metastasizing danger of this ideology and how white we're seeing it now on the campuses. What else do you need to see?
And that's something that I talked to Joey about. He's a younger guy. It really pisses me off. I've been working 20-something years. I did my job as hard as I could do, so I only assumed the jackasses I elected were doing their job, but they weren't. They haven't been. All they've been doing is sticking it to us continually this whole time.
Yeah. Perhaps the most startling act of the week that was, and I'm scrolling again here to find this. There's some heartening stuff on Facebook today.
I loved your cake, by the way. That was.
I need two more loves on my cake to hit 500. That would be nice.
It was delicious.
Scroll down my wall. It is there. It's this woman here, Greta. All guitars must be electric. 2030. I love the subtlety. There's the photo montage.
Yep.
Isn't it amazing how at Yale, the University of Wisconsin and Milwaukee, and University of Michigan, they all have the same tents? What, are tents or us things popping up all over the country, selling the same product? We know better than that.
Well, you know, a lot of people have often questioned, with all the adult males that are coming over the border, how many of them are just waiting for the call to tell them to take action? And with this, all this anti-Semitism going on in colleges, how many of those do you think came across the border illegally and they got the call?
Yeah, no doubt. I've played this at least 5 or 6 times this week. Played it on the morning show, too, because it needs to be heard all day long. But this is what this is all producing. Let me start this over here.
This is good.
Yeah, and It's the situation we're discussing in it.
Nothing.
Why are you driving in the wrong way of traffic?
No, I just got changed around. I just moved here like 2 months ago.
Miss Perry?
Well, I'm non-binary, so.
Okay. I'm smelling alcohol.
I know.
How much have you consumed tonight?
Like probably 3 drinks.
Facing me, please.
But I just want you to know that I also have very bad social anxiety.
You and me both.
Okay. You remember that I told you that? Non-binary.
It's like this, ma'am.
Please not call me ma'am, please. Sorry, but the whole man thing, just like, no, but I just want to tell you that I suffer from really bad anxiety, especially with generational trauma and PTSD around white people and cops.
Go ahead and place your hands behind your back.
Don't, dude. You're being a white man. I'm an indigenous person, like, you guys.
Am I being a white man?
I was just going to say, you're being a white man? Really?
How does somebody be a white man besides having that as your natural skin color?
I don't know.
How can someone keep from being a white man if they are a white man?
There's one moment of honesty in there where she may have surprised the cop. Because he had, how much have you had to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And she said 3 drinks. Usually it's 2 beers.
It surprised me, and I think it surprised her that she admitted to it. Look at her face, she's like, oops, I let something out there.
But everything she's spewing there, all the garbage.
It's like a script.
Yes, and that's the brainwashing. I have social anxiety, I have PTSD. Hey, talk to somebody that went and fought in a war for this country and ask about PTSD, you stupid, silly little bitch.
The only thing she's ever had PTSD about is the ice cream that somebody took away from her.
Yeah. And you're being a white male. And the whole ma'am thing, and it's generational trauma. What is that?
As she's having to walk the straight line that she cannot do,
mm-hmm.
you know, she quickly goes into excuses and this, that, and the other.
Probably taught that. Hey,
thank you.
When you don't forget to pull out all of this garbage and see if it doesn't catch you a break. Just nuts.
I love the cop, though.
Papa John is our first call of
the
afternoon.
Papa John. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great.
You know, you're talking about something that I've thought over and over again in my life, put some rationalization to what's happened historically in the United States. And yet, as you go back, and as you mark it through presidential terms, there was a struggle there for a long time because the Democrats had, you know, control of the legislative branch for a long, 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 long time. Then when Bill Clinton came into office, I think there was enough happened in there where there were a lot of people, both Democrats and Republicans, that said, we better do some real checking about what's going on because the way it's going right now, it could end up really being bad. I think that's why Debbie was elected. And, of course, 9/11, that unified the country like it had not been unified in years and years and years. Even though they went to war and there was a lot of question about why it was being done, it managed to kind of stabilize itself until Barack Obama was elected.
Yeah.
I've always believed one of the big things that you can do is if you can make people where they understand they've got things in common, they're not going to be enemies. But I think the one thing that Barack Obama did more than anything else, and I'll put him as the worst president, even ahead of Joe Biden because of this. He had the opportunity at that time to be able to come in and unify the country, racially, and he didn't do it.
No.
Matter of fact, he made it worse.
Made it a lot worse. Absolutely.
And I think since 2008, it's been a steady downhill spiral, except for that four-year span of fresh air we had when Trump was in office, because I think there were a lot of people that believed then, a lot of minorities that believed during that 4 years, and a lot of them now are reawakening to that he was trying to do things that was going to help everybody.
Yeah.
That was going to try to make everybody on a more equal plane so that everybody had a chance to be successful, everybody had a chance to have a family unit that they could lean on when they needed to, that they could, you know, draw strength from. But since Trump's been out of office, it's just gone from 2008 to, 2016 has just reawakened this ugly dragon-like head, and it has just gotten worse and worse and worse. And now I think the divisions among the population are getting wider and wider all the time. I really am like Eddie. I really don't see a lot of hope for it unless something drastic really happens. I hate for it to be a tragedy for the country, something like a 9/11, but that might be one of the only things that will reawaken people to understand that we are first Americans.
Yeah.
We're not black, we're not white, we're not Democrat, we're not Republican, we are Americans. And that thing we do have together, and we need to try to make sure that we take advantage of that bond and make things better for everybody. But a lot of people just can't see it.
What an idea. Making things better for everybody and not just this group or that group with a grievance.
That is exactly right. Guys, let me go. Look, I appreciate y'all always do a great job. It lifts my heart. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Papa John.
Love Take you care, my friend.
See you,
appreciate
it.
Thank you for coming the other night as well.
It was great to see him.
Yes. And in fact, he's kind of an inspiration because he lost a ton of weight.
He looks better than he looked better than I did when I was 19. I mean, he's looking fit, trim, he's a little bit cut, he's got more energy than he's ever had before.
And I'm following in his footsteps, Eddie.
Oh, you're looking real good, Greg. I've been waiting for you to bring in those pants you bought a while back.
Oh, the sweatpants?
Yes.
I can't wear them anymore. They're too big.
Are you kidding me?
They're huge.
They're falling off of you?
I've shrunk two sizes.
Excellent.
2XL to L.
Excellent.
Every day there's another miracle in my closet.
Well, don't get rid of them because our buddy is growing into them slowly but surely. Sorry, Rosie.
You're not talking about
Joey.
How about that? In fact, he told me his weight yesterday. I think I may weigh less than he does.
You do. So he didn't put it out there, but I will. He's always giving me crap because I've always been the fat boy. So as I've gotten older and I quit drinking milk, I used to drink literally a gallon and a half of milk a week. Since I quit drinking that, I thought I was sick. I went back to the doctor. I'm like, dude, I'm dropping weight. He said, oh, it's the antidepressants you're on, you're no longer on, and that dairy thing you had going. I've really lost probably about 35 pounds.
I still like my milk, but I take sips and not...
See, I'm a guzzler.
So am I. I mean, is there anything better? Like, when I come back from a bike ride, I'd be like this? Sure.
Cold milk.
Yes! I can swallow a quart.
Me too.
Two swallows, and I put it down.
Well, the other day when y'all had Joey in here, and y'all were talking weight, and he kind of let his out, I sent him a text that said, once again, you are the fattest in the studio. He did not like that. He let me know I was number one.
Baker Man is on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I would like to talk about our real problem in the United States. And it's all about the lawyers that we have that do nothing about dishonest lawyers. And every one of them are in our pocket. Every single one of them. And 98% of the politicians are lawyers.
Yeah.
So to me, all this has cultivated because they don't prosecute anymore. They let attorneys lie under oath and do nothing about it, and there's not an uproar in the United States. Every lawyer in the United States should be raising Cain about Fannie Willis.
Well, here's a story. Listen. State level probate of the hiring practices of Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is heating up, a sign that lawmakers may have nabbed enough damning evidence to remove her from office.
Yeah, but where is all the other lawyers?
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
There should be everyone in the United States should be raising Cain.
They've almost in schools promoted the idea that you must be a lawyer before you can make law.
There you go.
Okay, and that's not the way it was set up. That's not what the founders had in mind.
I agree 100%. But the thing of it is every single one of them are in our pocket because they're going to say, well, no, the defense attorney. No, because the company that's got to put that, we got to pay extra for the cost of goods for them to pay a lawyer. So every single lawyer, that's why I think they are the sleazeball and the bottom rung of the United States. And anyhow, I just had to voice my opinion. I've been brewing on this for several days, so.
Well, this job, it's been my privilege to meet a good number of very ethical lawyers, and there are lawyers out there that are just concerned about where this country is going as you and I are.
Yeah.
Why don't they get the attention the bad ones do.
And why aren't they doing anything about it?
How do we know they're not? How do we know they're not? And then the media is just not going to publicize that. We have no media in this country. We don't. The only honest media you have are conservative talk shows and podcasts and occasionally Fox News, and that's it. And that is a small fraction of the mouthpieces that are out there.
Occasionally Fox, yeah.
But my question to you is, in the state of Alabama, how many lawyers, except one that I know of, have been disbarred in the last 20 years?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know that. I'd like to somebody come up and tell me. But in the United States, how many have been disbarred? And there's so much corruption in that. How can we trust the judicial systems? Both the prosecutors and the judges, and all of them are lawyers. And we have, according to the lawyers, they're all good people because none of them get disbarred, or none of them get kicked out of the office. Because of illegal things that they do or questionable things that they do. But anyhow, I'm saying that there's not a very good lawyer in the United States any way you want to cut it.
You're entitled to that opinion, and the lawyers I know would be the first to agree with you. Thank you. All right. No, there are... Look who calls our radio station or gets engaged at some level or another, like Branch Close, Chad, Jacqueline. Yeah. They're rock our conservatives. And they don't budge. They don't bend.
Nope. But you're right.
For any kind of pressure.
The press does not give them credit for that at all.
No. And it seems to me, based on what we witnessed when Jacqueline was running for that judicial seat, that it's who you know that still matters.
Who you know.
But
I think with attorneys, as far as I'm getting disbarred, I think a lot of them are smart enough to know when that's coming up, they just step down.
Then there's always Michael Cohen to prove.
That guy.
Unbelievable.
That guy.
You heard about Jake Tapper's apology?
Yes. Please.
Did you guys play that audio?
No, we did not.
I'll grab it real quick here.
That's just...
He apologized to having to report about, and then this is going to lead to another thing, and I'm already 8 minutes late for the first break, but what's another 2 or 3 minutes?
Good show.
Okay, I apologize for this update ahead of time, but Todd Blanche, the Trump attorney, is specifically reading a post that Michael Cohen made on Twitter on April 22nd, in which he refers to Donald Trump as Von in pants. That is just a factual record that I am bringing before you. This is in the court transcript. Von and pants. Dana Bash, I know you want to weigh in on Von and pants.
Aren't they hilarious? Hey, you wonder why nobody's watching? Because you're all douchebags. Right. You're all just suckhole left-wing douchebags. I brought this up this morning. The Daily Show, which used to be must-see TV 10 or more years ago. Used to be.
Yep.
They're running promos because they're coming back with new shows next week, and it's one joke, and the punchline is, and the smarmy ass, cute little bearded Gen Z anchor boy says, "How about the Republicans start by giving women back their rights? Go fork yourself, you little turd bucket, you little piece of with your Beazel schmeazel. Get out of here. Give their rights back." And he gets the cute smile. And of course, they must go to mental hospitals to fill the audience in that show. Because they're all clapping like honking geese. Somebody's throwing them a piece of raw fish for applauding at the right time. They're horrible people.
How unaware can you be?
That's because they know they can get away with it. It's not that they're unaware. They're totally aware. They're 100% aware of what they're doing. But they know they can get away with it.
Yep.
And because... largely, their network, that stupid show, is being underwritten. It's not by sponsors.
Oh, no.
The spots in that thing run for a dollar a holler. They're getting funded by dark money.
Yep.
To go out there and put on their cute little, look at me, I'm so fashionable, Gen Z, and I'm just going to go. It's the same joke every week. Every promo, every joke, it's always about Donald Trump and Republicans. In the meanwhile, we've got a guy talk about somebody who deserves the title and pants.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
In the White House. President skid marks. 3:31 already.
You know, he made a statement about Japan and India yesterday that called them a bunch of xenophobes.
He called them xenophobes?
Yep.
Why?
Because of lack of diversity in their country. Now, last time I checked, Japan was a pretty good friend of ours. And I know for a fact we're going to need some friends over in the Asia Pacific.
Yeah. They're xenophobes. And all they're doing is simply protecting their country and their culture from being invaded. Look at the European nations that have brought ruin on themselves by allowing all those Islamic groups in.
And ask them, how are you guys liking it?
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
More people from England are moving to the U.S. now than ever before. And they flat out started asking why. They said, we don't have our own country anymore.
Yeah.
Look
at Scotland. That guy, we talked about this with David Blackman. They had a radical Muslim as their minister or something. And his last name wasn't McGregor.
Nope.
It was Yusuf something.
And who was he looking out for? It wasn't the...
Not the natives.
Not the McGregors.
Well, the mayor of London is...
Oh, that's been going on for some time.
At what point, and what I worry about, at what point does that affect our population here? For one, it's getting too expensive for retirees to live in the United States. There are other countries, and there people are going, especially Asian countries, that it's a lot cheaper to live in. Is this not part of a plan?
I'll take two tickets to Shangri-La.
You would be very impressed.
I'm going to talk about Jack Ingram here at 3:32, and I just want to make you aware that Jack Ingram Select Used Cars has vehicles in all price ranges, and for the first time, they have one under $5,000.
That's a nice minivan, dude.
Now, it is, and when you consider that it's passed all of their stringent tests to qualify as a Jack Ingram Select vehicle, that means it's passed the Carfax Vehicle History Report. That means the engine meets factory standards. That means the body shop has reconditioned it, and it's on the floor with a price tag of $49.97. Now, it's a 20-year-old vehicle in excellent condition with only 119,000
exactly.
original miles.
Look at the miles on that thing.
So it's been used sparingly. I think that's a good word,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And if you need something for work, for the school carpool lane, here you go. You want reliable driving miles? Each car at Jack Ingram Select, this is John Ingram's way of upping the ante in terms of consumer protection. Backed by Nissan Certified Select Program, Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, and domestics, imports all with a factory warranty. Each car gets that engine checkup that we mentioned. And then at the end of the day, they not only offer the warranty protection, but roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, along with that limited warranty, and rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. And it's just, I'm not a businessman, but I kind of think that no business is going to offer all that protection unless they're highly confident in what they're putting out there. I'm an 8-time customer. I've never had an issue with any vehicle that I purchased from Jack Ingram, and they were all pre-owned. And I never suggest you spend your money with people I'm not spending my own, including now. I have 2 payments a month, and I make them both very happily. Visit Jack Ingram Select Used Cars on the Boulevard. Don't forget, the Ingrams, one of the great family and one of the remaining family dealerships, not just in Alabama, but in the United States. They've got brand-new Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Nissans, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audis under the umbrella of jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
335. We had an accident a few moments ago on Mobile Highway at Southwest Boulevard. A school bus involved in that minor accident. I-85 southbound, one of our busiest spots right now, inbound to Montgomery. We've got a good bit of traffic through the interchange. Very busy on I-65 and 85. The boulevard's busy as well. It's Friday. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Larry Liveoak has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs, giving you the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, announced Thursday that it plans to open an $800 million data center in Montgomery that will support 100 jobs. Meta's new 715,000 square foot data center will be built off Interstate 65 across from the Hyundai Automotive Plant. A federal judge has sentenced a Montgomery man to 30 years in prison for armed robbery. 21-year-old Jamarcus Hatcher pleaded guilty to a Hope Hole gas station robbery in April of last year. Hatcher was also involved in multiple other robberies in the Montgomery area that helped determine his prison sentence. Approximately 16,000 pounds of ground beef sold at Walmart stores nationwide is being recalled due to a possible E. coli contamination. The recalled ground beef was produced on April 26th and 27th. The USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service announced the recall Thursday. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck at no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
AC
by LaQuire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylaquire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LaQuire.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
License 84417.
It's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call. 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for Mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to... Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The movie The Fall Guy opens today. It's about a stuntman who performs incredible feats like getting people to go to a movie theater in 2024. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. A lot of buildup for excitement that only lasts 2 minutes. Am I right, ladies? Peloton is laying off 15% of its employees. Most workers are happy because they felt like they were just spinning their wheels. And tomorrow is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. If you plan on dressing as Chewbacca, make sure the costume is authentic. You don't want to make a Wookiee mistake. This is not headline news.
Yeah, we usually, the two things this weekend, May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day of tomorrow.
Yep.
And then Cinco de Mayo. But they're both on the weekend this year because of the leap year last year. So
there's also a big thing at my house on the 5th. That would be Suzanne and I's anniversary. Don't ask me how many years, but I know it's more.
How many years?
Yeesh. It feels like it's only been about 6 months, Greg. It's just time has just been amazing with her.
That is so applicable in so many aspects of life.
Let me just tell everybody this, and most people don't know Susanna. Without her, there's no way I'd be in the spot I'm in right now. She's kept me from the ditches. Let's just put it that way.
Susanna's a treasure.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely.
Yes, she is.
And you're the man for saying that out loud on the radio, my friend.
It's the truth.
When I lost Hershey a couple of years ago, and it was time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's never really time.
Right.
And in other situations where things have ended, my ultimate realization is it went by so fast.
Yeah.
Last night, or the other night at Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like just yesterday I had the longest 4 hours of my life sitting here wondering, how am I going to tell upper-level management that I used one of our station vehicles, and it got stolen out of my driveway at 2 in the morning. How am I going to tell them that? What am I going to say if they get mad? Well, you need me here. For what? What have you done? You've been here 3 months, and we're down a vehicle. But they didn't react that way at all. It was...
Could have happened to anybody, Greg.
Yeah.
This is true. We had more police, though, back in Montgomery in those days, and they actually eventually found the vehicle. Of course, anything of value had been ripped off, and they somehow managed to twist the base of the driver's seat of this van to the right. So we used it for years after we got it back, but you were always, your ass is aimed slightly north of whatever direction But the vehicle's going straight. Took a little adjustment period.
I bet it did. That's crazy.
Then one day, the same vehicle, right? Our dearly beloved, and may he rest in peace, Benjamin Hagler. He was out doing the Ben Hagler thing one afternoon, and there's, I don't know if it's still there, but there was a turn off Harry Hill onto Carter Hill, and they had the one corner of the intersection was protected by these cement spike things that are about 4 or 5 inches tall. Apparently, Ben took that turn just a little bit tight because a listener called and said, I just want to let you know your Alice van is on the side of the road with two flat tires.
I think they took the spikes out.
Goodness.
I mean, I don't mind people creating a perimeter or a boundary so you don't, you know, run amok over their property. Yeah. But you run over those, there's a very good chance you're going to need two new tires.
Well, and we did. Over in East Chase, those pylons that they put up like once.
They're all gone.
Right. They put them up. I don't know why they're putting them up, and God knows what we're paying for them. But why do they keep putting them up? Because in a week, they are all gone.
You know, they're using plastic sticks.
Sticks!
to divide two lanes of traffic that are like inches apart.
Right.
And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, somebody who found themselves getting ready to get on southbound 85 and didn't want to be there, just jumped over that 4-inch cement thing in front of me. It's like, thanks for the warning there, pal.
Yeah.
Appreciate the
warning. It's crazy.
It's just crazy because, again, you see traffic patterns. Just like with cattle, we move the same. You're going to have a trail. They can obviously look at that traffic pattern and go, you know, something's not working here.
Yeah.
But no, they keep buying these white pylons and sticking them back up. I guess brother-in-law needs a job. I don't know.
It's, you know, I guess they did a good job rebuilding the Eastern Boulevard connection with 85. It still could be improved.
Could be a little, yeah.
But who put it there in the first place? Who was the idiot that said, hey, let's have traffic merging off the interstate at a major thoroughfare like Carmichael Road and the Eastern Boulevard intersect within 40 feet of each other? That's a good idea. I think they looked at the Civil War map and said, let's just build the roads here. They've already been picked out.
I kind of think you're right there, buddy.
Hey, Robert De Niro says he can relate to people who went through Nazi Germany and Hitler now that he's experienced Donald Trump.
Oh, come on.
What a 24-carat
rectum.
Yes.
Tell me how you're suffering, Robert. Have you been in a concentration camp? Did Donald Trump scratch numbers into your flesh? What an asshole.
I can't believe he's...
Last time that man made sense, he said...
Hello, I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
You are done.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. This very warm weather pattern is locked in right on through the upcoming weekend. Rain chances are very much on the low side as we go through the evening hours tonight, with the low temperature down to about 64. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 80s with random hit-or-miss showers and storms here and there. It's a good forecast down on the coast, too, with daily highs right around 80 and not much change early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah, I was just trying to post that De Niro thing on Facebook. I'm going to have to go through that process.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if you had straight shares off Twitter so that what I see on Twitter, it would look like that when you go to Facebook. Nope. You got to go through this middleman to do it. But I'm curious to know about this chick here.
I've seen her before.
What is she? Is she a...
Just makes memes. What do they call them? A creative person on the internet.
I mean, it looks like...
It's what it looks like.
It looks like soft porn pornography to me.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And right next, she's juxtaposed right next to a German Shepherd that looks really interested.
I just realized that.
I mean, look at the look at the.
I know.
How do you do a screen cap in one of these things?
Greg, I'm 54. You're asking the wrong guy. We need a teenager in here for things like this.
Lead page. Yes, lead page. Yeah. Do we dare find out?
I would not.
No.
I've been down that road.
Hold on, Adam.
So why is Facebook allowing this? They won't let a conservative opinion on, but they'll take some 22-bit zoo tramp.
This is pretty mild compared to what they will put on there now, like that. It's
unbelievable.
They'll show some skin at this point.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, I'll just let it play without the volume so we can see if your guttural instincts are correct. Let's welcome Adam to the show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dale.
Hi.
I hate to tell Mr. De Niro, but yeah, he is one big old POS. And my grandfather fought in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was also in D-Day. He was a tank commander under General Patton. And let me tell you something, that man fought real Nazis.
Yes. Yeah.
And for him to sit over here and say that, nothing.
I'm so with right now. You know, he just says that. Give me an example about how Donald Trump reminded you of living in Nazi Germany. What did he take away from you?
He didn't take away squat from him.
No. They're mentally ill. Right. They are deranged. They suffer from a sickness.
Yeah, it's the same sickness that they had against Richard Milhouse Nixon as well.
Yeah, they got him. And by the way, America's Untold Story is that's their next deep dive is Watergate. Because we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of Nixon's resignation.
When we come back from the break, I got some Watergate questions for you.
Yeah, comes back to Bob Woodward, who was an intelligence officer.
Yes.
And then somehow gets the prime presidential scandal as the wet behind the ears reporter at the Washington...
Exactly right.
Washington line. Yeah. Yeah, that's
screams
CIA all
over. Agreed.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Adam.
Just like Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s VP selection. She's deep state and rich.
So does that make you think that he doesn't really want in?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I took it, to be honest.
He's on Biden's team. He's as crazy as any other Democrat. Here is...
Crow Chad.
Thanks, Crow Daddy.
Hey. It's, it is requesting Friday.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I figured after all these years of you entertaining us with news and innovative entertainment, it wouldn't be out of line for me to just ask you to play one of my most favorite things that you always put up there is
Dog Jeopardy.
Oh, Dog Jeopardy, okay. Sure. I'll play it in a minute.
Yeah, Dog Jeopardy.
Wait a minute, I got to take a quick break here, and I'll come back with Dog Jeopardy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Friday.
272-9228. Yeah, I kind of would like to rejuvenate the request thing on Friday. Okay. We've accumulated all these entertaining files, parody songs, Weird Al, things like that. Anything you want to hear, 272-9228. And the main reason, the honest reason, for doing this is because I'm lazy.
Just put it out there, buddy. Just put it out there.
Well, I mean, I'm not sitting here. What happened to all those chocolate bonbons that were here? I guess.
What happened to those?
The look on your face is very telling, Mr. Vader. Let's take a quick look at some of the headlines. Good to see the heat turned on fat ass Fannie Willis and
JoJo.
How do you
think that's going to end, Greg? With just Fannie's thing.
I think she'll be out of her job.
Me too.
At least there's that much hope.
I think that's all we're going to get, though.
Quickly, one of the great people it's been my privilege to know over the years here is Donnie Turner. The ultimate car guy. Eddie, if you ever have a question about, if you're thinking about buying a car, but you don't know much about its reputation, this is the guy you want to call.
Exactly.
In fact, he should start a consulting business.
You told me what he told you a while back when you had a hybrid.
Yes. And it got rear-ended. Mm-hmm. Not a big accident, but I brought it over there because I knew if I couldn't see something, he might find something that I needed to know about. And he doesn't even hesitate. He throws a sheet of cardboard on the hot concrete. It's 115 in the shade.
Put the cardboard down.
Put the cardboard down. And he skittles out of the car, spends a few minutes down there, comes out. He said, well, I want to make sure your hybrid battery connections were not damaged. They're okay. But he said, asked about the mileage, and I told him, and he said, if I were you, given this car, the mileage on it, I would go see your friend up the street at Jack Ingram, Tip Tames, and get yourself a Nissan. Because I had talked about it. So I did. I never had the car fixed. I just traded it.
He was looking out for you, Greg. He didn't have to do that.
No, and that's how he works with all customers who want an opinion. Sometimes they don't listen, and they do what they want to do, and they end up paying a price. I've heard a few of those stories. Look, the bottom line is when you're in an accident, you deserve to have your car fixed to the maximum best possible outcome. Good as new, maybe better. And that's what they do and done for over four decades because Donnie Turner is an ethical guy and doesn't cheat or shortchange customers in any way, shape, or form. He is blunt. He'll tell you the truth. Be prepared for the truth when you're engaged with Montgomery Paint and Body because that's what Donnie's going to tell you. But in most instances, a damaged car, that's right in their wheelhouse. They'll assess and fix all the damage. Give it to them. Give them the claim number. They'll work with your insurance company, and they're so respected. No insurance agent in this town knows that they're going to play games with Donnie Turner. So there's none of that. And then you can look forward to a car that will look as close to showroom new as they can make it. 27-WRECK with a W. If your car is too damaged to drive, have it towed to Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And you should all get to know Donnie Turner. He's a blessing in your life. Biloxi Gambler.
Yes. Meta. On Facebook. That's yes. The name of Facebook is Meta. They're building an $800 million plant across from the Hyundai.
Yep.
Do you think they're going to bring in a lot of other Christian conservative people in, to work there?
Oh, no doubt.
You got 100 jobs.
One way to get a state to turn blue is to bring in blue companies and
that's
all of their
right.
workers.
Absolutely.
We've been brainwashed.
But you know, it's funny. The mayor kept saying we were not going to get big companies like this because there was some law that he was trying to pass a while back, protective law for protective classes of people.
Oh.
And we didn't pass that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something to the effect, well, I hope these companies go to Birmingham. So did they change their mind or was he full of crap?
He's the joke.
Right.
Well, just being in the state of Alabama, I mean, I'm telling you, the seeds, they're playing a long game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking down the road, and this is, you know, just look for Montgomery to become a smart city and everybody driving around in smart cars that run, you know, toy cars that run on batteries. Starts here.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
All righty. 3:55. We're almost back on time.
Almost?
But I'm not, that's not my comfort zone.
I know that feeling.
Not my comfort zone. We're here for Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Boy, oh boy. You know, because they're not part of a national chain. Some people would, well, that's just a local business. I got news for you. Local business is where it's at.
Yep.
Kaiser deserves your consideration. I'm not demanding you go there and buy furniture. I'm insisting that you consider them. When you're shopping for furniture, you're overlooking the best selection in the River Region. 60,000 square feet. Rich Thomas says they can make their own weather in that place because it's that big. But it's comfortable. It's very functional. They have not wasted a penny on trappings and gimmicks and all that. It's, like I said, functional. Wear comfortable shoes. I promise you will end up doing more walking than you planned on because there's so much to see. But why make a furniture selection when you've only seen a fraction of what's out there? If you don't get to Kaiser, you're missing a big chunk. And their selection is as comprehensive, and may I use the word inclusive here? Because all types and styles are part of their showroom. People, you have two of the best furniture people in America at Kaiser, with Stella Beard, who knows the inventory and can help you find what you're looking for in the price range in which you're shopping. Sign you up at 0% for a Synchrony Luxury account if you're a qualified customer. And she's added Leslie Wolfhug. It gets better. A decorator who can render you an opinion at no extra charge on completing a room or redesigning a room or doing your whole house in one particular style. Whatever. It's there. It's customer service. Just order it up. Enjoy it. At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, where the sales tax is 8.25 and not 10, that's reason enough to include them on your list of places to visit. First thing you do is visit shopkaiser.com, KYSER.com, and see for yourself just how great the selection is at Kaiser.
Traffic Final is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
SRN News coming up in a moment.
Accident a few moments ago on Mobile Highway at Southwest Boulevard. A school bus involved in that minor accident. I-85 southbound, one of our busiest spots right now, inbound to Montgomery. We've got a good bit of traffic through the interchange. Very busy on I-65 and 85. The boulevard's busy as well. It's Friday. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Larry Liveoak has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs, giving you the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs.